You're listening to the Cinemaniacs for June 21st, 2008. It's Saturday night. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures, say what? Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Cinemaniacs. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
Hang on a second. I'm not finished with my margarita. Hold on.
Okay, hey, everybody.
In front of me is Lisa, and to my right is John.
Hello.
You're listening to the Cinemaniacs, the weekly podcast about movie news, reviews, and whatever we choose. This week, we have, unfortunately, more tragic movie news.
Yeah, that's why I'm drinking so heavily.
Stan Winston, legendary creator, animator,
effects
guru.
Guru. God.
Has passed away.
Yeah.
And we'll be reviewing some of his best life's work.
That's right.
As well as, on a better note, the AFI came out with another top 10 list, their top 10 list.
Nice.
And so we'll be going over those.
All right.
Other than Mr. Winston passing away, I hope everybody had a good week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a downer, but, it's not the end of my world. No, it sucks. Damn you, cancer. Cancer is a bastard.
So who's this Winston guy? What did he do?
Stan Winston has created some of the most memorable creatures effects that you've seen in movies. The Jurassic Park dinosaurs, Stan Winston.
Really?
Yes. The T-Rex, Stan Winston. The Terminator, Stan Winston.
Wow.
What else? Those are just the two off the top of my head.
Two of the biggest. That's crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, the guy's been behind so much.
Oh, yeah. Exactly what you mentioned.
I mean, those are the most iconic, but I imagine you could probably pull up 100 movies he's been involved in.
Didn't he recently work on, something
Iron
for
Man.
Last... Yeah.
He was
yeah,
on, yeah, he
that
worked,
was his
Iron
last
Man
one.
Was, yeah, Iron Man was his most recent work.
Aliens, Big Fish, even. He did some work on
I
that.
I love
nice.
Big Fish.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
The Terminator movies, including even Terminator 3, James Cameron wasn't associated with
right.
it, but Stan Winston did that. Predator.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, he did the Predator. I mean,
both
he,
of them.
Yeah,
Predator 1 and 2.
What
Lake Placid.
He did. Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. Lake Placid.
Lake Placid was a blast.
When you think of special effects and makeup, you think of Stan Winston.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh,
his
yeah.
name immediately comes to mind. And unfortunately, this past week he passed away of cancer.
Like I said, damn you, cancer!
What kind of cancer?
The kind that kills you.
Multiple myeloma. Mm.
That sounds like skin cancer.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which is weird because he was a makeup effects guy.
I believe it's the most malignant type of cancer. It spreads the most.
Mm.
But as the movies I mentioned, the big time directors he worked with, Steven Spielberg,
yep.
James Cameron,
yep.
Tim Burton.
Yep.
And
it really is a tragic loss because he helped pave the way for some of the modern technology that we have in movies today.
Well, yeah, Jurassic Park was like that first
transition.
That first transition from
puppets like
from standard
Winston,
yeah,
Harryhausen,
yeah,
Harryhausen
from,
puppets.
Yeah, exactly. From standard stop motion effects to modern day digital. That right there, that whole the Jurassic Park thing. That was the thing that
yeah.
took us from one to the other, really. In a meaningful way.
I love right. dinosaurs.
He bridged the gap.
He did,
yeah.
exactly.
Real world effects and CGI.
Exactly. That's exactly. He took us from
yeah,
one
would
to
you
the
have,
other.
Would you have the lion in like a Narnia if it wasn't
exactly.
for him? You
yeah.
know?
No, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I remember watching a thing about the Jurassic Park thing and how the first ones they tried to do were stop motion. And as good as they looked,
yeah,
it just wasn't there. And then they showed some of the digital, and there's like, wow, they looked real, but what about the movement? And then the combining and everything like that, it was just, and it took us there. That was the thing that got us. I mean, that was so amazing.
I'll never forget because I'm a huge dinosaur fan, and
oh, me
when
too. Yeah.
when that movie came out, it was so anticipated, and that opening scene when the dinosaur, the Brachiosaurus, comes out,
yeah.
I started to cry.
Sure,
it was just. I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, look at that. They finally are here. They're here into life for me. To this day, that's one of my favoriteest movies because it,
yeah.
even though it's a little older now, whatever, Jurassic Park 1, it has that magic.
Yeah, it still holds up.
Right? Mm-hmm.
He won an Oscar for that, for his effects.
So deservedly.
And I think he, Industrial Light and Magic played a big part in that movie. But even when they were up there close petting the dinosaurs. That was definitely his work.
Yeah. The animatronics.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And
yeah, the scene with the Triceratops.
Yeah.
You know, where he's just leaning on him and he's
breathing.
Oh my God.
The tongue is riddling and the eyes are rolling.
Yeah.
So of course he won an Oscar for that. He also won an Oscar for his work on Aliens.
Yep.
Terminator 2.
Yep.
And even Batman Returns.
Yeah, all huge movies.
Good work on that.
Huge movies.
And he was nominated several other times in addition to that on Jurassic Park 2, Lost World,
mm-hmm.
Predator, Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands was on the other night. I was watching that for a few minutes, and just a magical movie.
So, John, even though you didn't know who he was, you're familiar with his work now.
Right,
and
absolutely.
It is amazing to behold.
Yeah.
And it's still at it. Like I said, he did work on Iron Man. Mm-hmm. It was one of those big summers. So far, his biggest grossing movie of the year.
Yep.
Do you know if Jeff has seen Iron Man yet?
He should, because I believe we gave him a lot of crap about it last week, and it's now been a month and a half.
Do you think we should ask him?
Jeff, have you seen Iron Man?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Have you seen Iron Man?
Wouldn't recommend us asking you?
No, I wouldn't recommend you asking me that. I'd say you should just leave. You should just leave that sleeping dog.
How was Iron Man? Was it good?
Just nod and smile, dude.
Tell him I'm sure the Winston effects were above compare.
Of course.
Now, he still has movies in the pike coming out.
Yeah.
He's got Terminator Salvation, which is Terminator 4,
right?
Which stars Christian Bale.
Yeah, as John Connor. Yeah.
Right on.
Wow.
Yeah. And G.I. Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
This
might be a dumb question, but is Arnold in
Probably not.
No.
I mean,
no, this takes place in the future. You know, they call it Rise of the Machines was the third one, and this one was takes place many years after that. I think even before they started sending Terminators back. So the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator T-1000 hasn't been invented.
It's probably right at the edge of that. Huh?
Is it the T-1000?
I couldn't tell you.
I think so.
G.I. Joe, like I said, Shutter Island, which I don't know what that is.
I mean, neither.
And James Cameron's Avatar. He also worked on that.
Oh.
But we still have some more Stan to come.
And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure his shop will continue on, you know.
We'll
have
so many movie makers.
That's what I'm saying. We'll have Winston effects till we're gone.
Yeah.
You know, and beyond.
So his memory and his work will remain forever. He's gone.
He's made his mark on cinema, period.
Here's to you, Stan.
That's right, to Stan.
Now, also, this past week, the AFI, American Film Institute.
Not the band?
I don't know who the band is.
I mean, neither.
It's like a punk.
Punker band?
What does it stand for?
I don't think it stands for anything. I mean, it might, but it's just AFI.
Okay, anyway.
Girls Not Grey is like their most popular song. It's a pretty good song.
Don't they have like whiny crybaby songs?
No, they're not really emo. They're more like alternative type punk.
I'm so sick of...
Emo's so gay.
God, I want to kill myself.
What is your definition of emo?
What your wife just said. Crying, whining.
They come off as being like punk bands, but they just want
to
like cry.
Yeah, they just whine.
They're not punk at all. They're bitches.
So tired of crybaby bullshit.
John, you had asked what AFI is. And it is the National Institute providing leadership in screen education and the recognition and celebration of excellence in the art of film, television, and digital media.
Did you know that just off the top of your head?
I did.
Oh, I thought it stood for American Film Institute.
I'm so impressed with you. You never, ever cease to amaze me, sir.
Can we find out who votes on these top 10?
Yeah,
top
good
10
question.
Lists? Who votes on it? I mean, just five tools in a room? Or
probably pretty much.
Like the four of us.
We're missing a tool.
Yeah, we're one tool short of that five. But you know what? We got enough tools to comment on the list.
Okay. The AFI has a very prestigious board of trustees, which has many key figures from the entertainment business and academic communities as far as film goes. It's headed by the chairman, Sir Howard Stringer, who is part of Sony Corporation. Then you have the board of directors, which includes people from different film companies. John Avnet is of Brooklyn Films. Look down here for some people that you've heard of. Ed Zwick. He's vice chairman. Al Pacino. Edward Zwick has directed Glory and other Denzel Washington movies.
Yep.
Yeah. I think he might have directed that John Q. Public of yours.
Oh, John Q.
Al Pacino is honorary trustee. Mm. Other trustees, there's a guy from Best Buy, Michael Apted, who's the head of the Directors Guild of America.
Well, that's good. At least it's not just a bunch of, you know, just a few people's opinions on these movies.
No, these there's are a movie, guy from Spyglass makers. Entertainment. Yeah. There's movie a guy makers. From Hewlett-Packard.
Sure.
It sounds like they got a nice variety, so that's
good. Yeah, it's not like the MPAA. I think that's what you're thinking of, huh? The MPAA, yeah.
Roger Enrico from DreamWorks Animation.
Bunch of freaking diplomats or, you know, politicians. Bureaucrats, that's the word. And they're going, I don't like it. Talks about sex.
Even Sid Gannis, who's the head of the Academy of Motion Arts Sciences, the people that do
the Oscars.
Yeah. Oscars. Mm-hmm. Dan Glickman, who's the head of the MPAA. Brad Gray, head of Paramount. Alan Horn of Warner Brothers. Robert Iger from Walt Disney. Ron Meyer, Universal Studios. Another Warner Brothers person. Somebody from CBS. Amy Pascal, Sony Pictures. Jay Roach. Alan Rosenberg from the Screen Actors Guild.
I think I lost my spot, man.
Tom Rothman, 20th Century Fox.
Thank you.
Steven Spielberg is on there. James Watt, part of the William Morris Agency, who is an agent. Jeff Zucker from NBC.
Da, 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 da.
Is that the cutoff music?
It lists like 3,000 people. That's the wrap it up song right there.
Well, I'm just going through some of the names that you may have heard of to let you know that it is.
You guys, you're making him angry. I can see the vein popping out of his neck.
I don't think he's seen that episode. So it's not quite as funny to him, but I think it's hilarious.
Just to let you know that there's a wide, varied group of people here.
That's good. I'm happy that it's not just a few people. Have you seen the Wrap It Up?
Ask you something, dude.
The Wrap It Up episode from Dave Chappelle's show? The Chappelle Show?
I've never seen an episode of the Dave Chappelle Show.
Oh, my God, you're missing out.
Dave Chappelle's so funny.
Here's the thing with Dave Chappelle. I have nothing against the guy. He seems like a nice guy. What I know about him is he had
What you know is what the tabloids told you. That's all that you know.
No, I know that. Actually, I think Roger Ebert had told me that.
In the media.
Okay. But he had his hit TV show. They had three seasons come out. Huge selling of DVDs. I mean, just enormously huge. And Cartoon Network gave him like $45 million. Comedy Central gave him like $45 million. And I guess he decided not to do it. And he went to go find himself. He went to Africa or just toured the world. And then he came back.
There's conflicting reports. Some people say he never left the country. Some people say he didn't have a mental breakdown at all. So
some people say he was playing World of Warcraft.
I didn't say anything in mental breakdown.
But some people did say he had a mental breakdown. Some people said he didn't.
He just decided that it wasn't for him.
Right.
So
he is a star, and it wasn't started before the show, but maybe decided that he didn't want to be that much in the spotlight. And he made jokes a lot where he made some jokes saying he would go out to dinner with his wife and kids. His wife's Asian, by the way, I believe. He would go to dinner with his wife and kids. And some guys would come up to them and say, I'm Rick James, bitch. I'm Rick James, bitch. He's like, you might not call me a bitch in front of my kids. They just come up to him in the middle of nowhere and start being all vulgar in front of his kids. So he's already a star, but he didn't want to be like that kind of star. He wanted to have some sort of private life, I guess, so...
So it won't be much longer before we see him doing little family cartoon movies like Eddie Murphy?
Maybe. No, he'll never do it. I mean, not
whenever he was done with that.
The next donkey.
He came back and made a movie. Dave Chappelle's Block Party.
That's
where the $45 million went.
Documentary.
So I saw it. It starts with him doing stand-up. Not funny at all. And then it goes into this Block Party thing where they have a bunch of bands come out. And they're good artists. It's not my taste in music, maybe. But it was just boring.
Yeah, it was
a cool concert movie.
Right, concert movie, yeah.
It was boring, and so I've seen the Rick James thing. I don't get it.
Dave Chappelle's comedy, his stand-up is phenomenal. The guy is hilarious.
Maybe I'll see it sometime, but that part that I've seen, the Rick James thing, and I think Lisa was watching one thing of, he was like a black politician or something. It It wasn't for me. And that block party thing was very disappointing. Right. There's two. That wasn't even three stars.
Chappelle Show episodes you have to watch. One is the racial draft, which may be the greatest episode, where they drafted by race. So, like, the whites got a draft pick, blacks got a draft pick. Great, great.
Skill. Are you talking about the sports draft pick?
No.
The military?
Racial draft.
Like the military?
No.
Each drafted race what?
Was, you're able to draft whoever you want.
Yeah, like the sports draft. Like the sports draft.
Yeah, draft.
Yeah, so whites would get to pick Tiger Woods.
She said sports draft, and you said no. I said military draft. You said no.
Involved,
so I'm like,
it involves athletes, so I didn't know what she meant. Yeah, like a sports draft. You get to pick who you want to be part of your race, whether or not they are part of your
race.
That
race.
Is funny. Right. And the white people
draft.
Wanted Tiger Woods.
Yeah, the white people got Tiger Woods or something. Or Or did they trade Tiger Woods for Colin Powell or something?
The white people got Tiger Woods. The white people traded. They got Colin Powell, and then they traded OJ for him.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is pretty funny.
And the other episode is the Wrap It Up episode, where in the same episode, he has a contract that he makes the girls sign, a confidentiality contract before they have sex. They won't, after he failed, like in bed, they won't tell anybody because it's embarrassing. It's funny when you watch it, obviously, but that was the same episode as the Wrap It Up episode. Those two you have to watch. It was great.
Okay. I'm sure I'll be able to find them out there and watch them.
Oh, I have them on DVD. I'll bring them over.
Okay. Because you didn't describe them well enough that... just because you tell me those are the best, so. I'll watch them.
Yeah, actually, I actually saw some of those, and the way you described them made them less funny.
Made him less funny or
no,
made them less
made,
funny?
He actually made the episodes a little less funny. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyhow.
All right, so I don't know why we were talking about Dave Chappelle.
Because you didn't wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another one of his funny segments. Yes.
All I can think of was the Academy Awards, you know, the wrap-up music.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what
all
the
I was.
Up box was.
Yeah.
As we were talking about the American Film Institute and their top 10 list.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So we won't review the whole list. I do have a link to it on our website, thecinemaniacs.com.
Right now?
As of this moment. If you go there, you can click on it and review the list for yourself. But they start off with animation.
Yep.
Snow White getting top honors.
I can see that. Revolutionized animation.
Sure, and Pixar's got some films up there. Toy Story.
Well, of course
and
they should.
Finding Nemo.
Yep.
Even Shrek 1.
Shrek 1, because Shrek 1 was the only good one.
Right.
2 wasn't bad.
2 was terrible.
Oh.
3 was
terrible.
3 was an abomination.
3 was terrible. 2 was not terrible. 2 was okay.
2 was terrible. 3 was an abomination.
Then they go into fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Wizard of Oz up there, which is, I think, just a huge tribute. Love it.
Yeah. How come Fellowship of the Ring? Why did they choose Fellowship of the Ring, man?
This is the first one.
Yeah, but Return of the King just was so...
Went on for too long.
Better.
No, that's the first one.
It's like they're all one.
I guess.
I think they do. They count it as all one, and they put the first one there just
the
to make
title.
Notice of it.
Yeah.
They should just say the Lord of the Rings.
Or the same reason why the third one got all the awards, because it just
they were new. I know.
Celebrating the whole series.
Maybe they should just left it off the list.
Yeah. Also, you know, Star Wars. Oh, wait.
No, they would. Well,
yeah.
Fantasy.
Right. Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Now here's
wow.
Groundhog Day is under fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was just looking at Thief of Baghdad, which is number 9.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing a lot of great things about it recently.
That's
and
a great
this is
movie.
1924
yeah.
and it's supposed to be so amazing.
Yeah.
Is that Valentino?
No.
No. Okay.
No, it's
I've never seen it.
A couple of obscure people that you don't really know, a young boy and an older guy.
I should see that then.
Maybe in his 20s.
And big. That's great.
Right? Then we go into Gangster, which is one of my favorite categories.
Godfather, of course, number
one. Can I mention something about that fantasy list?
Yes.
Other than Fellowship of the Ring, these movies are all old. Surprisingly, since now we have such great special effects and so many things to draw upon that they can't make great fantasy movies now.
Well, I think they a lot of special effects-laden movies, they do that. They concentrate so much on the special effects, and they don't... They don't work on the story.
Some of them lose. Yeah, some of them will lose out on the story and everything like that for the sake of effects.
Here you have Lord of the Rings up there, which is the newest movie on this list, but it was written how many years ago?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Like a 70, 80-year-old story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gangster.
And the gangster category?
Oh, man. This is such a great, great list. I have seen every one of these and just love it.
White Heat?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's Jeff's nickname on Sundays.
That's right. Okay, maybe not. Wait. Where was one?
Isn't that Jeff Bridges?
1949.
Oh, hell. I'm thinking of
I was thinking of something else, too. Yeah. You know what I was thinking of was White Knights? And I was like,
yeah.
Which was still good, but I don't know about that good. White Heat.
Pulp Fiction, baby, number 7.
That's right.
Should be in top 5, though.
That's like my favorite movie ever.
But here it is. They have Scarface, the original and the remake on here.
Yeah.
How does that come across? Amazing, huh?
Yeah, Scarface, the shame of
I've never seen the original.
I have seen the original.
And I don't quite remember the remake, even.
Ah! Say hello to my little friend.
That's all I know. Yeah. I know a few other scenes.
Man.
I got two things in this life, my word and my boss, and I ain't breaking one for either.
That movie is like the head of the nail as far as American decadence during that time period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The American dream, fully in full decadence.
Well, isn't it like the saying on the thing? He went after the American dream with a vengeance or something like that?
Hell yeah, man.
It was great.
And look how fast he achieved it.
And how fast he lost it.
Seriously. And oh my goodness, they have the Happens Public Enemy on here. The Public Enemy, the Joe Pesci movie where is the news guy? It's a 1931 movie.
Right. Yep.
Next category.
Another great category, science fiction, which they must have made an error here in their numbering because they have 2001 as number one. I don't know how that could have happened. I think they just mixed up the numbers. They were just trying to write number one, and then 200 got put in front of it.
I don't know. That's very much a sci-fi.
It is sci-fi, but...
Hoo-wee sci-fi.
I don't think I'd put that in top 100 sci-fi movies.
You know what's disturbing to me is there's no Star Trek on here for sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. You have to put Wrath of Khan on here.
Where's the
Because
X-Files?
Star Trek sucks.
Now, even you said you liked that movie.
No, negative. Negative.
You did.
I said I was able to watch it, and it was okay. I never, ever said I liked it.
How does okay mean
you know
like
what's
it?
Weird?
No. Yeah, 3 stars.
To you, it's 3 stars.
You know what's strange is it's a good movie and everything like that, but would you consider A Clockwork Orange sci-fi?
You know,
they do because it's all the brainwashing stuff in there.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I think so.
No. I mean, it's still a good movie. Just you know what? That movie really, I think the reason I'm questioning is because that movie just seems to defy categorization to me.
Maybe so.
It's such a strange movie. I mean, great movie.
Yeah.
But such a strange movie. And I think they're like, we got to put it somewhere.
Well, that's like How to Build an Atomic Bomb that Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove.
You know, that's another one of those movies. It's really hard to, I mean, because like,
Let me ask you this. How do you determine whether you put E.T. in science fiction or fantasy, considering other than the fact that it had an alien in it.
Well, that's science
true.
Fiction.
There was nothing scientific about the movie, or I mean, at least even technologically.
Well, he came from another planet. That's
right. I said other than the fact that there's an alien in it.
Well, it's the alien is the main focus of the story.
Oh, if you take they have the invasion of body snatchers on here. That's my favorite. I love that movie.
If you take the true definition of the word science fiction, you know, fiction based on science.
Right.
So that's how you can get Clockwork Orange in there, as well as E.T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then those two categories.
What about Scanners?
The same thing. Basically.
How come Scanners ain't on there?
That's right.
Heads blowing up.
Yeah, so run down the list, babe.
Of which one?
Of science fiction, so everybody gets an idea of what's on the list.
Well, we mentioned 2001 and Star Wars New Hope, E.T., Clockwork Orange, Day the Earth Stood Still, Blade Runner, Alien, Terminator 2, Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956. And Back to the Future.
Sweet.
Now, what I love about this list, because AFI has so many top 10 lists, top 100 lists, I should say, that they also have categories off to the right of this list. And again, go to our website, thecinemaniacs.com, and you can download the list. And it says which spot and what other list these movies fell into. For example, Star Wars was also on the 100 Best Movies list. And the 100 Cheers list. It was number one for film scores.
Yeah. It was on 7 other lists of the AFI.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
Which shows you why this movie's ranked so high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we go into the Westerns. And, John, you mentioned E.T. Steven Spielberg has said that whenever he goes to make a movie, there's several movies that he rewatches just to get inspiration. And one of them is E.T. He also watches The Searchers, which is a John Wayne movie directed by John Ford. It's number one on the Western list.
Yep.
He also watches Lawrence of Arabia. These are three of his favorite movies that he goes to for inspiration. But here's The Searchers, number one on the Western list.
Yep.
Searchers is So prolific. That's a 5-star movie for me, because if any, you know, you guys know my qualifications for a 5-star movie, but it just, it's haunting. I mean, you are really drawn into the search for this child.
For the little girl,
Yeah, it's that's great.
And who set up the Indians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for the mastermind behind the Indian conspiracy.
You going to tell them about that?
We've talked about it. Yeah. This is when we were talking about The Thin Man Goes Home, and we're watching this movie, this simple little movie, and we get to the whodunit, and he's like, "I thought his dad did it." I'm like, "Dude, it's his dad. He can't do that. There's no grays here. It's black and white, man."
Yeah, literally.
It was great. So yes, there was an Indian massacre done by Indians.
Yeah, the Indians can't be the bad guys.
Yeah, I know. We're
Now, number 10 on this list is Cat Ballou. And the only reason why I don't think it should be on this list by any stretch of the imagination, but my dad loves that movie.
I do too.
He says, "You got to see this movie. Oh, it was so great." And I watched it and was really bored for a good portion of
it. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Cat Ballou. I mean, Jane Fonda is hot and all, but...
And not even so much for Jane Fonda. Lee Marvin.
Oh, love Lee Marvin. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. I haven't seen it in a long time.
You're more attracted to Lee Marvin than Jane Fonda?
Lee Marvin's cool
Lee
shit,
Lee Marvin
man.
Is
He's the
man,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah.
I would turn gay for Lee Marvin. He's that awesome.
High five. Right on.
I would be Lee Marvin's bitch if he's so instructed.
Oh, you so would be too, man, because he's all man.
Yes, sir.
On top of that, Cat Ballou also is number 50 on the top 100 laughs list.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
It's not fun.
Yes, it is.
Maybe I didn't get it. Anyway. Now, right after I saw Cat Ballou, I watched Boxcar Bertha, which was a very good movie. Martin Scorsese directed.
Yeah.
Or Francis Ford Coppola.
Uh-huh. Never heard of it.
Yeah. It was a good movie. Yeah. It had, I don't know if it's Jane Fonda in it, but it had David Carradine in it. So that makes it good right there.
Yeah. High Noon's in there, as it should be. What a great movie.
High Noon is
Shane.
Great.
Yeah.
Shane.
Oh. Still haven't seen Shane.
Really?
The only thing I know about Shane is from The Negotiator. Sam Jackson talk about it.
Shane's a great movie.
See it.
Haven't seen it since Palance. I was a kid. I have it on my list in my
Jack
queue.
Jack Palance is awesome in that. Unforgiven. Oh, Unforgiven. I'll tell you my thing about Unforgiven. Unforgiven is number 4. Unforgiven, I went with you and a couple of your brothers, and we went to see Batman Returns, the second Batman movie. And we're sitting there watching the trailers, and the trailer for Unforgiven starts, and you're seeing all these different people, and they're talking about it, and you're not really... And all of a sudden, you see Clint Eastwood. You know it's a Western, but then all of a sudden, you see Clint Eastwood. And everybody in the theater just went, ooh.
Yeah.
Everybody in the theater just quiet awe. Just, oh. Just, it was.
It's like waving a big sandwich in front of somebody.
It really was. It was like we were all starving, and there was a big old hoagie in front of us. It was amazing. That was,
the first movie I knowingly watched that was directed by Clint Eastwood. Might have even been my first Western of his that I watched. Yeah. And of course, that started the ball rolling.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
Epic. Epically fantastic. Love that movie.
Then we go into sports movies. John?
Pride of the Yankees, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's an excellent movie. Amazing,
what a great movie. What a great movie.
They have excellent that at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Raging Bull, number 1.
Ah, Breaking
course,
Away.
Rocky.
I always love watching Breaking Away.
Breaking Away is wonderful.
That's too much fun.
Hey, Caddyshack's in there. Awesome. I love the AFI. Look at that. Hell yeah.
Dude,
that's
look
why
at number
these
10.
Lists are silly. Because they're not sports movies.
Caddyshack's not
it's
a sports
about
movie?
Golf, man.
Jerry Maguire is certainly not a sports movie.
What?
Just
I
because.
Think that's it, all it's about is football and agents.
No,
sports
it's
agents.
About an agent and their relationships and how he deals. A sports movie involves.
Wait. If you ask anybody about Jerry Maguire, what do they know about that movie?
Sports agent.
There you go.
Show sports. Me the money. Cuba Gooding Jr. is okay. Who won an Oscar for that role. Is a
right. football player.
Football player.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's about their relationship and his relationship with Renee Zellweger.
Uh-huh.
It is not about sports. It has nothing to do with sports.
It has everything to do with sports.
There's
a business side to sports, dude.
Yes.
In case you aren't aware of it.
Yes.
To me, it's about the complex life of a sports agent.
Right.
Sure.
It's about his life, which involves... dealing with athletes, but that doesn't mean it's a sports movie. A sports movie is Rocky. That boxing is a sport. He is fighting. That's a sport. The entire movie is about him fighting. Pride of the Yankees, Lou Gehrig plays baseball the whole movie. He's a baseball player, him dealing in the dugout and the clubhouse. It's a sports movie. Hoosiers, basketball throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Bull Durham, baseball throughout the whole movie.
Oh, no, 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 no. See, that's what I was waiting for you to say. Is Bull Durham.
It's not on the list.
It's not. Oh, it's yeah, about their relationship. Yeah, it it's okay. the two guys, and they're sleeping with the girl.
It's about during the game, them talking while they're pitching and catching, while they're in the dugout, while they're in a clubhouse.
Oh, man,
it's about baseball.
I don't know. They seem to be a lot with the Susan Sarandon girl who's not on the field.
Female interest, of course.
Mm. John,
that's where you get the female interest from Jerry Maguire, but it's all about the football and the dealings and everything.
There was 20 seconds of football in that movie.
The business side of it, like Jeff said.
You're not listening. You're either deaf or stupid. It's not involving sports. They're not playing sports.
Okay,
that's
have you seen Brian's Song?
Movie, yes.
Okay, is that a sports movie?
Absolutely not. It's a fantastically great movie that has hardly anything to do with sports. Just because they are football players doesn't mean it's about sports.
Wow, okay. That's your opinion.
That's amazing. Is Brian's Song even on there?
No, no. It's not.
Well, that's a shame,
that's
too,
bullshit.
Man.
Yeah,
that is a
shame.
Well, it's not a sports movie, so.
You're right, but neither are I.
Hey, 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 here's a sports movie for you that you might not consider a sports movie. My Side of the Mountain, or Other Side of the Mountain.
Is about that on the list?
About the Olympic skier? No, it's not. But that's a really great movie.
I never heard of it.
You know, same kind of thing.
And it's National
premise.
Velvet is on that. You've been wanting me to watch that for a while. I didn't know that was a sports movie.
Yeah.
Is that horse racing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. What about the Black Stallion? They got horse racing in there.
You say
too.
Horse racing is not a sport?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, well, that's just like, hey, John. On. John, what about the Hustler? Is that a sport? Because that's pool. Would that
people
be considered a sport
to
you?
Not to me, not to a lot of people. But
oh, doggone it.
People call pool and bowling a sport. But
moving to the next category, mystery.
Yeah.
When we saw the gangster list, I was so happy that Chinatown was not on the list.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's on the mystery list.
That look at that. I love that movie.
It's a great movie. I know. I love that movie, too.
That's a boring
Forget
movie.
Forget it, Jake. Awesome. It's Chinatown.
Boring. Awesome. I said it. Boring. Not as boring as 2001, but doggone
nothing's
boring.
That boring. But, yeah, you're wrong on
but
China. Either you're stupid or you're deaf there, Walt.
The Third Man is on the list, and The Third Man
third
is one
man.
Of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Oh, The Maltese Falcon. Love that movie.
Ah, Blue Velvet, dude.
And North
Blue
by
Velvet, baby.
Yeah.
John, we were talking
Don't
about Cary Grant before the show.
Don't
North
you fucking
by
look
North
at me.
Yeah.
Before we, the show started, John, we were talking about Cary Grant, and that's North by Northwest. That's the first Cary Grant movie I saw that just blew me away.
Yeah.
And not the last either.
No,
Cary Grant
no.
is so awesome.
If we could like resurrect that guy and clone him, oh my God, wouldn't the world be a better place?
Yep.
And Usual Suspects
almost
is here.
With George Clooney.
Thank God, one movie the past 25 years. Jeez.
But, and I think that's because the mystery movies, I can't think of a great mystery movie of
recently?
The last 25 years.
It's hard. No, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that there
Memento?
Haven't been.
Isn't is that it? A mystery movie? Memento?
Is it? Could be.
Yeah.
The whole time you're guessing who's who, what's what, what's yeah. going on.
Yeah. I think because the style is so much different from anything else,
yeah.
it, that elevates it as well. How long ago was Memento?
2001?
Yeah, something like that.
One, two, oh. something
Because
like
I
that.
Know when AFI did their first top 100 list, the rule was the movie had to be at least 5 years old.
Right.
So, but 2001 would be within that five-year period.
Yeah,
but, I mean, would be outside that five-year period, so it could
have been
nice. Yeah, but it is nice to see The Usual Suspects
Absolutely.
On there, because
yeah.
I great, do great so movie. Love that movie.
And on
I
top
mean,
of that,
I know how it
that
ends,
the other
I,
list that it made was the top 100 heroes and villains.
Yes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For, like
I
said,
mean,
Kaiser Soze.
Sure. I mean, I know how the movie ends and everything, but I still love that journey of getting there.
Oh, yeah.
I, you know, even the payoff is always still there.
Never forget that when you're yeah. when you're watching it, and then right there at the end when it all starts to come together, and you're just
well, that
like...
that movie, and a couple weeks later, I saw Seven. And that
oh,
was,
yeah.
That was just like, this Kevin Spacey guy is...
He's amazing.
He's the man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see all of his stuff from here on out. It made me a fan.
Then we go to romantic comedy. And John made mention that there's not any recent movies here. I think Moonstruck, which
Moonstruck
is a totally
is
boring movie, is Sleep the most recent movie on here.
I liked Moonstruck.
Seattle was 93
I did too. It was nice.
I liked Moonstruck a lot.
It's awkward. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
It's the pathetic awkwardness.
Not only Sleepless in Seattle, but When Harry Met Sally also.
Ah, I liked When Harry Met Sally. There's a bunch of other pathetic characters
that very funny.
Wound up coming together. I love that movie.
Harold and Maude is on here. I have that in my backpack to watch.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself. I want to smack myself silly because I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know how funny Philadelphia Story. Seattle
yeah.
Philadelphia Story is good.
Roman Holiday.
Never seen that.
I would
you know
consider
what I'm surprised
by? Seattle romantic comedy.
Is
it
Sabrina's
I wouldn't
not
put it on
here.
This list.
I just
top 10 list.
Romance.
Do you see Sabrina on here?
Yeah, why
no.
isn't Sabrina no. on here?
Sabrina's an amazing.
Either
movie.
Version.
Love that. Oh, the first one. The first one.
I love them both equally. Oh. I really do.
Enchanting, the first one.
You know, I'm looking at this list. I saw Annie Hall. I didn't care for that very much.
What about City Lights? I've never even.
That's a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I have to get off my butt and see that.
Then we go to courtroom drama, which is another one of my favorite categories.
Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah. Kill a Mockingbird, 12
that's
Angry Men, Kramer vs. Kramer. 12
Angry
Men
is one of the best movies
of
all time.
To Kill a Mockingbird is one
that's
of the
an
best
amazing movie.
Movies ever.
Yep. And stand up for your daddy.
And I know it's got the number one hero. I know what I see it's on number one on the list. It's got the number one hero, I believe.
Yeah, Heroes and Villains.
Heroes and Villains, you know, Atticus Finch.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah, what an amazing guy. What
a great
movie.
Verdict on here.
I've seen the top five of these courtroom dramas, but the bottom five I haven't seen. Witness for the Prosecution, Anatomy of a Murder, In Cold Blood.
You haven't seen In Cold Blood?
In Cold no. Blood! Oh, yes, we did watch
Crying
that.
Crying in the Dark, Judgment of Nuremberg.
In Cold Blood's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I like the Few Good Men.
Crying
on
the
here.
Crying in the Dark.
Isn't
that's,
that the Dingo Took
yeah.
My Baby?
Yeah, the Dingo Took My Baby. Yep.
See, I wouldn't have thought of that as a courtroom movie.
Oh,
I'm not saying it's a
Judgment
movie.
At
Fantastic.
Nuremberg. I only seen bits that's, and pieces, bit, excuse me, bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
And we have to see that. That's an amazing movie.
I saw it when I was younger and probably too young to really appreciate it.
It just from the bits and pieces I've seen of it, I'm like, oh, salivating.
Yeah, we can see that again.
We have it upstairs. It's next to Papillon for me to watch.
Oh, Papillon. That's a great movie.
Papillon's great.
Great movie.
Yep.
I'm surprised that like Philadelphia is not on here, too.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a great courtroom drama.
Mm-hmm. All right, to the epics.
You know what? One more thing. I don't know how you guys feel about this movie, but Runaway Jury with John Cusack and...
Oh, that's the one that shows the inside of the jury, and it's got Gene Hackman in it?
Gene Hackman, thank
you. Yeah, John Cusack.
I thought it was fantastic.
And it was Rachel Weisz was in it, too.
Yeah, Rachel Weisz was the
good movie. Like, I don't know about, like... Yeah, I mean, we're talking... These are the top 10 courtroom dramas.
Yeah, but that movie just blew me away.
Oh, actually, cool. I was thinking about Legal Eagles. I love that movie. That
oh,
should make
my
this list.
God.
I do.
John.
Robert Redford.
Never heard of it.
Either you're deaf or you're stupid.
Exactly.
You missed your chance, buddy.
You're stupid.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. That was a terrible
And
moment.
Then we have epics. And this is where you get all the Oscar nominations.
Oh,
I'm looking
hell
here.
Yeah.
Lord.
Wow. How many best pictures are on this list?
Let's see. I mean, aren't they all? Are they not all?
The Lawrence of Arabia, Ben-Hur, Schindler's List, Gone with the Wind, Spartacus,
Titanic.
I don't know about All Quiet on the Western Front. I've seen it, but I don't know if it got Best Picture.
Saving Private Ryan,
Reds, and Ten Commandments. I mean, this is like the best of the best of the best list right here.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when I think about it. It's like, wow.
We were just recently watching Ben-Hur, me and the kids, and
they were glued to the screen, right?
They were glued to the screen. It was amazing. And when it came to they're like, Mommy, why did that guy get in a fight with that guy? Why did he save his life? And how come he's got chains on him?
Yep.
So you're explaining it to him
later
on.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, it freaked me out, too. I saw it when I was about their age and, you know, people whipping each other slaves. And it's like, whoa, this is all really foreign concepts to me. And
why are those white people whipping white people?
Yeah.
When
really
Roots
weird.
Was just on last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen Roots, and that was really disturbing. That was disturbing.
Yeah, extremely
enough as it was,
disturbing.
You know, to see that. And I was like, what?
Makes you ashamed.
It was awful, you know? And, I mean, not awful. And, I mean, it was great. What a, you know, but. Just like, wow, people really do.
Yeah, it gives
suck
you a distorted
sometimes.
View of humanity at such a young age.
Yeah. But Ben-Hur is one of those movies even being that young, just could not take my eyes off.
The Chariot Race.
Yeah.
When my boys and my girl, they were sitting on the couch watching the Chariot Race, and when we watched it, to get run over by the chariot. Oh, you should have heard my boys, man. They're like, oh, Mommy, did you see that? He jumped the chariot and it didn't fall apart and ran over the dude. And, oh, my God.
Like,
it was
you had to tell him, look, boy, there's no CG there.
That's what I told him.
That's real. That is as real as it gets.
That's
right? Even
the
crowds. You know, I mean, you watch Gladiator in these big crowds. It's all CG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, you had to have all them extras.
You had to build it if you were going to do it. You know, it, which is, you know, amazing.
Isn't that Cecil B. who directed that? Yeah,
and her, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But wow,
you know,
Spartacus, which I've only seen like within my last 10 years of my life.
That's Cecil. No,
Spartacus.
I want to say that's
so
Cecil
good.
B. too.
No, Spartacus is Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. Oh, Kubrick. Hell! You know. I remember watching that when I was a little kid. I ain't seen it since. I'm ashamed.
Ben-Hur
I know.
Is William Wyler.
Okay. Oh, okay. There we go.
Something weird about this list. If you notice, the first bullet or gold circle, it's the AFI's 100 movies.
In 100 years?
That's like their top 100, right? Top 100 best movies ever. Mm-hmm. On this entire list of the top 10 top 10s, there's no number one. There's no number 3, 4, 5, 9. Where are these movies? Where's the number one movie?
Number one, I believe, is Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
And so that's one where, which category do you put that movie
kinda,
into?
Yeah, that's another movie that defies categories.
Well, yeah, they don't have...
Isn't it? I mean, if it's number one movie...
It doesn't fit into any of these categories, though.
It has to be somewhere.
It could be under mystery, maybe, but it's not enough of the movie to be part of it.
They have courtroom drama, but they don't have just drama. Just,
right, it's not just drama here. If you watch Citizen Kane, you
so
see
you're saying these movies that are left out just don't fit into one of these categories.
Exactly. Right.
They really do. Exactly. Some of these, there are movies out there that defy
categorizing. Because do you see musical on here? There's no musical on here.
Yeah. Thank God.
You know, I mean, why isn't Grease on here for a musical or...
Yeah,
or
Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah. Lee Marvin, baby.
Well, and then that list they've had, the greatest movie musicals they did a couple of years ago. So they would put the musicals on that.
But. Sure.
Can we talk about Lawrence of Arabia?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And... give us your 2 cents, Jeff.
Perfect movie. Just perfect.
And Walt?
I loved it. Loved it. That's the movie that was made for widescreen.
There you go. That's what I want you to talk about. Set that standard far as...
Literally using the entire canvas of the movie screen.
David Lean is one of our greatest directors ever.
I love his movies. Yeah. It's enchanting.
I want to know, John, on this list. I know you've seen Titanic and Saving Private Ryan. Have you seen anything else on this list?
Nope.
See Lawrence of Arabia. I mean, that's Sunrise.
Yep.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah.
And these are epic movies. I know you were interested in seeing Schindler's List a few years ago.
It's like taking you there.
Yeah.
As far as entertainment value, I would almost put Schindler's List lower down on this list. Not that it's a bad movie in any way, shape, or form. But the other ones have more of a story, with the exception I haven't seen Reds or Gone with the Wind.
Ugh!
Ugh. Gone with the Wind is just too much of an investment for me, and that's why it's on the epic list here.
No, the ironic thing is when you're watching it, you don't even realize 5 hours goes by,
dude. It's true.
You just don't. You're like, damn, did I just waste my whole day watching Gone with
the
Wind?
But that's the thing.
Is
you have to sit back and say, 5 hours?
It's epic about the Civil War. It's amazing.
Huge. Yeah, it's a big movie.
When you think about all the production that went into that damn movie back then.
I don't know if I've ever watched it in one sitting. I think I've watched it in pieces, now, to be honest.
No way!
I seriously?
Oh, me and Rachel, we dedicated some time to that a couple times.
That's
your
whole day.
Yeah.
That's your entire day.
Yes. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But John, they mentioned Lawrence of Arabia, Ben-Hur, Schindler's List, Gone with the Wind. Then you have Spartacus. Now, you love Gladiator. Mm-hmm. Gladiator is like exactly like Spartacus. Yeah. But Spartacus is real.
Yeah.
And it's like we were talking about Stan Winston. These are real world effects.
Yeah.
It's before CGI.
Don't get me wrong. I love Gladiator. Spartacus is a lot better.
Wow.
Yeah. I no problem telling you that.
I saw Gladiator and then I saw Spartacus and I'm watching Spartacus.
Douglas
like,
is hot.
This is Gladiator. This is like they like totally ripped this movie off. I mean, every bit of it.
How do you do that 30 years?
And I love Gladiator even still.
Me too. No. That's what I'm saying. Gladiator is a great movie. Gladiator should be on this list somewhere. Should be number 11 or something. But Spartacus is amazing.
Yeah.
You know what Steve would say? Where's Troy? Why isn't Troy on here?
Nah, man. Alexander.
When you talk about movies,
Caligula.
Is Saving Private Ryan an epic?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Even though the story gets kind of small, it's still just very epic in scope.
Well, I think
epic talks about a journey.
And enormous and maybe a longer movie because it takes so much, it's so much happening.
Yeah, but
you know?
God, think about it. I mean, it starts off so big, and then even just the journey these guys have to get there. And even when they get there, guess what? It ain't over, you know?
all of these are when you have an epic, it usually, you know, like you said, it's the journey. It's all about going somewhere, you know, the journey of going somewhere. That's why, like with Titanic, I mean, basically you're on the boat the whole time.
Titanic's a good example. Titanic, I wouldn't think of it as an epic,
no.
But it's 3 hours something long.
To me, that's like a drama action movie.
When you take a movie that takes that long to tell the story, right now, Steven
Soderbergh,
he has Che out there. He premiered it at Cannes, you know, a couple months ago or last month.
Yeah.
And that movie is like 6 hours long in its entirety.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But you're watching Guillermo
Del Toro
for that long of a time. So it's. Time flies by.
Wait, not Guillermo. Well,
you said Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro. You said Guillermo. Oh, fudge.
You're watching Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah.
Did you know they're related? Because, like, all Spanish people are related.
Yeah, of course.
And all just black like, people look alike.
Yeah, just because I'm related to all Barretts, yeah. All my brother Barretts out there.
Originally, when they did this list, it was called 100 Years, 100 Movies. Because movies have been around that long. So I guess when you look back on the grand scheme of things, that the movies in the last 20 years that don't appear on this list maybe don't hold up, or they feel won't hold up as much as these other ones have.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can see these movies now. You see them for the first time. They're gonna show you things you've never seen before. You're going to see, in Lawrence of Arabia, you're going to see these desert scenes. You'll never have seen the desert the same way. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah.
It really takes you there.
Yeah.
With notable exceptions. I mean, you know, Terminator 2, that's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Take your breath away of the last 20 years.
Sure.
And I say that because, John, hearing some of your responses, like, why aren't there more recent movies on here? Movies that we all love, but a lot of these movies do hold up.
Can you think of some modern epics?
No. Gladiator, like we talked about, but that's not even really an epic.
I mean, what about Lord of the Rings?
I would think Lord of the Rings
would be an epic.
Lord of the Rings is definitely
Unforgiven.
But that would definitely fall under fantasy. Lord of the Rings.
It's more fantasy, but fantasy, I mean, it's an epic fantasy, yeah, whatever. There you go. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a lot more fantasy, maybe.
I would consider Harry Potter more fantasy than.
Yeah.
You know? But there's a reason why it's on here, I guess.
Shit. Speaking of that, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Harry Potter, but that might come close to this list, I think. At least higher than some of these other ones.
But yeah, I tell you, you wouldn't waste your time seeing most of the movies on this epic list. You'd enjoy them, I think.
Yeah, I'll definitely eventually get around to Schindler's List and Lawrence of Arabia and Spartacus.
You've never seen Schindler's List?
Nope. I've had it on DVD for the past 5 years. And
you come over to my house. We'll be watching it.
On DVD,
next.
It's,
yeah.
It's
we're
really
we're going to watch that in the next couple
weeks. Is it like
5 hours
long or 4 hours long?
Nah, like three.
Yeah, but it's good.
We have to watch that with Rachel because I have to watch that with Rachel.
Next Saturday.
That and Anne Frank. Oh, my God. It's a scary-ass movie.
Yeah, it is.
See, that's a drama. How come that's not on there?
So go to our website, thecinemaniacs.com, and you can get a copy of this list and argue amongst it with your friends.
Call them deaf and stupid.
That's right.
You can email us with your thoughts that you just argued with your friends about to us and you didn't disagree with us, podcast@thecinemaniacs.com.
That's right.
And with that, have a good night.
Later.
Bye.
See ya. Say what your space is now. Shut up, baby. You keep skipping, skipping, skipping. I'm freaking out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Say what you're spacing out. So why don't you shut up, baby. You keep skipping, skipping, skipping. I'm freaking out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. How about now? To both sides? I don't know. Are we coming in both sides? Ah, that's better. There we go. Hello, hello. John's a little low. Hello. We can turn Jeff down a little bit. No, we don't have to turn Jeff down at all. No, we just turn everybody else up. That's exactly right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, can you hear me? Yes. Turn Lisa up. Is it because I'm a soft talker? Oh, there we go. That's much better. Yeah. Yeah, you were also, I think you were leaning back some in the last one. Get up in there and. Did you hear that one with her on it? And John on it?
Yeah.
The last one?
Yeah.
Because that was just yesterday, I think I put it up.
Yeah, I was listening to it today, this afternoon.
I don't know how you access those things.
Just go to thecinemaniacs.com.
Yep.
And plug my iPod in.
No, you could do that.
You can, but you can also listen right on the site. There's actually a little player.
Yeah, just press play.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right.
What was that song that said, pop in a cassette and push play? Going back to Cali?
Going back
pop in a cassette, Cali. Push play.
Yeah. LL Cool J. Yeah.
Wow, and you knew that.
Well, Seven Dust remade that song.
Oh.
Actually, it's a really cool remake.
Going back to Cali! Man, I don't think so.
That's exactly how it went.
That's a good song.
That's on my iPod.
Yeah. Sounds better than the original.
No, I don't know. It's great. No. I love the remake, but the original is just a classic. That was just a wholly different. When it came out, that was a wholly different rap song. You know, it's just like, wow, that was cool.
LL was the man.
He was the man a long time ago.
I remember first seeing him on American Bandstand in 1982.
Right on.
And he pulled out his boombox. I just can't live without my radio.
Radio.
Yeah. It was great.
Oh, I remember when Bad dropped. Oh my God.
Yeah, because of his shit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny because you were, so small. Yeah. And,
embryonic.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an embryo.
People used to run around with these giant boomboxes. Oh, my God. It was insane. It's in Gallup, New Mexico, and there's some. You thought you were the shit, man, with a boombox on your shoulder. I remember when the breakdancing movies came out, and my first experience was Breakin'.
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, man, I love that movie. Breaking is awesome, man.
Oh, God, what was the movie with Run DMC and Sheila E.?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, shoot.
I do
Love
know
Bizarre was on it. And
The Glamorous Life?
This isn't...
No. It was an actual movie.
Oh, yeah. Crush Groove.
Crush Groove. Oh, my God. Crush Groove is so awesome.
I got
awesome.
Mad at the boys. We were at the pool, and I didn't finish it.
Did you guys see Jumper?
Yeah. Yeah, to me, it was a little weak.
It looked weak.
It had some good ideas, but it didn't have enough backstory to support the current story.
I believe it.
And it just was a little weak. Besides, I can't think of that guy without thinking, and I killed them all.
I hated them.
I killed the women.
And the children. The
children.
They look like animals.
And the older
I hate them.
And the young ones.
Don't look at me. Don't you dare look at me. I'll cut you.
I kill you.
I kill you.
I kill you.
Oh, I watched a really messed up movie the other night. Descent. Not the Descent. The one with the chicks going down into the crater.
Thank goodness. Because
No. It's the one with... No, the one with Rosario Dawson. That was pretty messed up.
Never heard of it.
It's pretty cool.
But I just remember... Whenever I think of the Descent, I think...
Think of that movie. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
And then Walt loving that... the picture. Just the... picture that they had of the movie, which was with like a skull because
with women's bodies,
and it was very cool. The picture was,
yeah,
right.
And that was the coolest part about the whole movie.
It looked the best part.
It looked terrible. I saw the trailer, I'm like, this looks awful.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those scary movies,
but
the Descent is no better than The Cave.
Oh, wow,
yeah. See, I haven't bothered to watch either of them because I could look at those and go, nah. Pretty easy.
I guess they come out with so many horror movies, quote, horror movies, that you expect some of them to be good.
No, it's usually, I usually got to hear about a specific director or, somebody involved with it that would make it, that might think, well, maybe this person has found some value in that or some shit like that.
What are you talking about?
Horror movies, like we were talking. I used to. No, I was telling him I saw a movie called Descent, not The Descent, but Descent,
mm-hmm.
which was really messed up. Really good, but really messed up. And then we just got to talking about how like The Descent, he said it was as bad as The Cave, which I saw.
It's basically the same movie.
I saw trailers for both of those and went, yeah, those look awful. Not even worried, you know, not even bothering with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you know, he's like, yeah, well, you know, you figure they make enough of these, maybe one or two of them would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and my whole thing was, unless it's a specific director or somebody I know that's wouldn't be involved with that unless they saw something in it, you know, other mm-hmm. than a paycheck.
Yeah.
Why bother? Yeah. Like the Eye, even though it's got Jessica Alba in it, I'm curious because it's a remake of a really good Japanese movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, what do they do with it? I haven't seen it yet, but
yeah.
But I'm curious.
Jessica Alba.
Uh-huh.
Enough said.
She's like the perfect little girl next door.
Pregnant girl next door.
Like you guys care.
It's not the Blu-ray version.
Oh, well,
what's the point?
I know, you need something to make it a little bit better.
I was watching Knocked Up the other
inmates
night.
Liked it.
Dude was all, you know, doing his thing. I'm afraid I'm going to poke the baby.
I can feel him like an inch from its head.
Love that.
That was really great. Trust me, you're not in that deep.
Trust me, you're not even close.
Yeah, that was it. Trust me, you're not even close.
I watched it the other night, too. Probably watched it at the same time.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
that was such a good movie. I love that movie.
Great movie.
Did you listen to the whole episode?
No, I got. I didn't have time to listen to the whole thing.
There's a lot of penis talk on there.
Yeah, I know. Well, John was here. What do you expect?
Well, time to represent, right?
Hey, if it's amusing to you, I didn't find it amusing, but it's different taste. People were laughing, so that was
hey,
good.
He likes taste. The taste of penis.
Taste penis. I was thinking the same thing, dude. Yeah. Penis.
Penis, the other white meat.
I could say something really nasty, like I like dark meat, but I
don't. Oh.
I prefer it dark.
Right on, dude. Throat choker.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
There's a lot of penis talk on this one, too.
All right, let's talk about boobies then.
All right.
You're not listening. You're either deaf or stupid.